back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 429 of Rams Up. Man, it's getting close. The NFL draft is almost here. Going to talk a lot about the draft here in this episode, of course. And we have some mock drafts forthcoming over the next several days between now and the real deal, the 2024 NFL draft. Pretty exciting time if you're a Rams fan. If you can't tell I'm excited, just trust me, I really am. Hey, let's kick this episode off by talking about a player who wore number 29. You know, a lot of these uniform numbers, I've been skipping the obvious players and digging deep for more random guys. Not this episode. Who should I talk about? Who should I talk about? How about Eric Dickerson? Saw that one coming, didn't you? Played 5 years and 65 games with the Rams. How much do I need to talk about this guy? One of the greatest running backs in the history of the NFL, and that is certainly no exaggeration. I know a lot of people will say, hey, who's the greatest running back ever? Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, Jim Brown. I get it. Can't really argue with that, but Eric Dickerson has to at least be in the conversation. 6'3", 220 pounds out of SMU. Hey, let's talk about that 1984 season. How about that? His second year in the league. This is the year he set the still standing NFL single season rushing record, 2,105 yards, also had 14 TDs. That's an average of 132 yards per game. He had 12 games where he rushed for over 100 yards. That's 12 out of 16 games. Two of those he rushed for over 200 yards. And one of those four games where he did not reach 100 yards, he finished with 98. And what I love about Eric Dickerson is he's still passionate about the Rams, still involved, not afraid to voice his opinion. Sometimes a little too much so, perhaps, but gotta love it. Gotta love a guy who is still invested in our Los Angeles Rams, Eric Dickerson, one of the greatest ever. Hey, let's throw in a trivia question related to Eric Dickerson. He was taken second in the 1983 draft. Who was the player drafted before him? Answer at the end of the episode. Let's talk about the draft a little bit more here. Now, what are the Rams going to do? What's their strategy going to be? And a lot of it's going to depend on how those first 10, 15, or 18 picks go, how the draft unfolds in front of them. Hey, they could move up, go after one of those top wide receivers or an edge rusher or a defensive tackle that they think another team's going to grab that they covet desperately. Or they could do what we suggested on our last roundtable. Maybe they trade back. Trade back, accumulate picks, but use those picks to get back into late in the second, early in the third round. Not saying this is the desired strategy, but what would it look like if we did this? The idea being that you accumulate picks by giving up number 19, maybe getting entirely out of the first round. Keep that streak alive, Les Snead, and then use some of those picks to move back up so that you have maybe six picks in the top 120 or so. So I exercised this strategy. Let's see how it broke out for our Los Angeles Rams. The first thing I did was I gave up that number 19 pick for three picks from the Commanders. I got number 36, number 67, and number 100 overall. That's in the second, third, and fourth round, respectively. Gives me six picks in the top 100. Now, remember, my special assistant was commenting on the Bears being short on picks, and I don't really need to come out of this draft with 13 players. I really don't. Don't feel that's necessary. I'd rather have a little bit more quality rather than 13 players, especially after selecting 14, bringing in 14 drafted rookies last year. So I targeted the Bears, and this is a team that my special assistant pointed out comes into this draft with only 4 picks, and they're a team that needs a lot of help. So I traded the last pick in the 3rd round and the first pick in the 4th round, number 99 and number 100, to the Bears for the 75th overall pick. And then later on, I made another trade with the Bears to get into the 4th round. I gave up a 5th rounder and 3 6th rounders for the 122nd pick overall. So I ended up with the 36th, 52nd, 67th, 75th, and 83rd overall picks. 5 picks in the top 83, and I also picked up that 4th rounder, number 122 overall, which I think is critical. No big gaps between picks in this approach. So what did I come away with? Well, a lot of Ram fans saying we need to go wide receiver with our first pick. Well, that's what I did. First pick just happened to be number 36 overall, Odonai Mitchell, 6'2", 205-pound wide receiver out of Texas. This guy fits the profile, what the Rams look for in wide receivers. He could be a star, add to this wide receiver room. With the 52nd pick, I came back and got Michael Hall Jr., the defensive lineman out of Ohio State, 6'3", 290 pounds. He's really disruptive, showed well at the Senior Bowl. I was tempted to take an edge rusher here or interior offensive line, but I just didn't see the value there. I think I could wait another 15 picks to address one of these positions. One guy I did pass on, maybe I should have grabbed him. I see him as a tweener, though. That's Marshawn Kneeland. I may regret it, but I passed on him. And then with the 67th pick, we talked about it last roundtable. A little concerned about the depth along the offensive line. Love our starters, but after that, Joseph Noteboom, Warren McClendon, maybe, who else? So I selected the big interior offensive lineman, Cooper Beebe, got the depth we needed there. With the 75th pick, wasn't really thinking linebacker going into this, but Junior Colson out of Michigan was there. Still not seeing the value at edge. I want to take a running back here, but I'm going to wait a little bit. So I went with Colson. This is insurance if we can't re-sign Ernest Jones. But for this year anyways, we got 2 guys that can fly around the field making tackles. With the 83rd pick, I finally got around to edge. Muhammad Kamara, good value here, 6'1", 248, big time production at Colorado State. Yeah, we didn't get one of those top 4 or 5 edge rushers, but we had a guy with a high ceiling, good value here. So at this point, I've drafted 5 guys: edge, defensive line, linebacker, interior offensive line, and wide receiver. My next pick, the 122nd pick overall, a 4th rounder we got from the Bears, I selected safety Daedron Taylor-Demerson out of Texas Tech. This guy really fits the type of safety the Rams have been drafting in the later rounds. Great ball skills and very instinctive. He could play that free safety role next to Cameron Curl. So at this point, I've hit on defense on every level: edge, defensive line, linebacker, and secondary. Got 3 picks left, though, only 3. Got to consider cornerback, tight end, running back, potentially quarterback. With the 155th pick, I selected Dylan Lobby, the running back out of New Hampshire. This is a guy Paul Wally has started to pump up lately. He's not really a good fit for a power running game, a gap running attack that the Rams have been running. But at 5'10", 206, he can block. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. And you know what? He's perfect for returning kicks with these new rules. And Dylan Lobby will be our new kick returner. With the 209th pick, I was hoping Brevin Spanford would still be there, but he wasn't. I got the next best thing, Tip Reimann, 6'5", 271 pounds. He's out of Illinois. Former walk-on, was a team captain his senior year, and this guy can lay people out in the run game. Not sure when Tyler Higbee and Hunter Long are going to be back. Let's add a tight end. And with our last pick, The one position that I think we need to hit here is corner, and I got a pretty good one. Kamal Haddon out of Tennessee. He's a big cover corner. We got a lot of depth there already. Let's just add one more guy for insurance. Love what we've done with the secondary here in free agency and the draft. So what did I miss out on here? Well, I didn't get a top-notch edge rusher. I did not draft a quarterback. But other than that, kind of like this draft, 9 players by trading back and then trading back up, just to give you an idea what a Rams draft might look like if they took this approach. Not bad, not bad at all. You know, we did it the other way. You trade up and grab a guy like Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers. You can still fill some holes, but this approach, I think it might be a little bit better, actually. But man, I'd love to have Rome Odunze in a Rams uniform. Decisions. Can't wait to see what the Rams do. I'm going to close this episode out on a fun note. I'm going to give you my all-awesome name, NFL Draft. 11 guys the Rams could draft that, hey, I just like their names. My quarterback is Spencer Rattler out of South Carolina. How can you pass on that name? And, you know, it got me to thinking, I don't know if you're familiar with Malcolm Gladwell's expose on youth sports, where he explained how youth athletes that are the oldest within a given window make the all-star teams, get the extra coaching, and end up developing into college and pro athletes, at least at a higher rate. Kind of think the same thing about a guy like Spencer Rattler. I wonder how much attention he would have gotten as a youth if his name was Jim Smith. Just a thought. My running back is Frank Gore, Jr., out of Southern Mississippi. Hey, nothing special about this name other than it's the same as one of the best running backs in the history of the 49ers. He'd probably come in as about the 5th best Ram running back if he switched uniforms. How about Jackson Powers Johnson on the interior offensive line? This guy out of Oregon. You're looking for a bruising guard. I'll take a guy named Jackson Powers Johnson. And playing next to him is my center, Sincere Hainsworth out of Tulane. Not sure I ever heard that first name before. Kind of like it. And my tight end is Isaac Rex out of BYU. Nothing really spectacular about that name, but again, I just kind of like it. My edge rusher, Chop Robinson out of Penn State. I know that's a nickname, but kind of like it. Lends itself to quite a few sack celebrations. Hey, if you can find an inside linebacker whose first name is Steele, you probably want him on your team. Steele Chambers out of Ohio State. Last name Steele, no big deal. First name Steele, yeah, I like it. And we got a few cornerbacks to choose from. Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama. Storm Duck out of Louisville. And playing behind them, Quantez Stiggers. He's of the Toronto Argonauts. And then Kenny H. Lovely out of Western Michigan. Like to see Sincere Hainsworth try to block Kenny H. Lovely. That would be a sight. Enough of that. And the answer to my trivia question, the 1983 draft, who was the player selected before Eric Dickerson? The number one overall pick, John Elway. And that leads me to a pet peeve of mine. Granada Hills Charter High School. The stadium there was originally named after Bryce Scherr, an educator, the first principal of that high school. They renamed it after John Elway, who went to school there back in 1998, I think it was. And I just never got that. I don't mind naming something after a great football player, but taking someone else's name off of the stadium? That just doesn't sit well with me. And this was discussed a little bit, letters to the editor and that type of thing. But most people seem to be totally behind it. Name it after a football player instead of an educator. Hey, I love the NFL. The utmost respect for John Elway. He's a great player. If I was John Elway, I can guarantee you I would have said, don't take Bryce Scherr's name off that stadium. Find something else. I'll be 100% behind it. That's all I'm going to say about that. that's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at larramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.